because James has been kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning to you, James.
Morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good team in today. Let's make a start with Plaguestone, a colt that I think a lot of people are very interested to see resuming today. I know he's always had plenty of ability, and I guess maybe after those two good trials and a little bit of maturity, does he resume today in a winnable race?
Look, I think he's in the right race, and these are the best sharp horses around for this time of the year. So with the heavy weight, with the top weight, my feeling is that if he can beat these horses, then he's confirming the strong opinion we have on the horse.
Yeah, James, good morning. I guess with Plaguestone, his four starts so far, you could argue he just hasn't had any luck, has he?
Look, he's going nicely this time in, and I like the way he's trialled. He's got plenty of pace about him, but he's just been more sensible this time through, and he just looks like he's in a really happy place at the moment. He arrives here first up nice and strong, and I'd like to see him use his pace to advantage and sensibly, and that'd be a very satisfying way to kick off his preparation.
Exactly. All going well, and if he can pass that test today, is he one of the potential rising three-year-olds heading towards the Golden Rose for Godolphin?
I'm not sure about the Golden Rose. Mm-hmm. He needs to show me a bit more before I start talking about that, but I certainly like the idea of running him in the Rosebud if he performs strongly first up today.
Fair enough, yeah. James, you've switched Galway back from Melbourne, where he's been racing particularly well, and the Randwick Mile looks ideal this afternoon.
It does. He looks like being able to enjoy sitting off the speed today. You know, he was forced to cover the... he was forced into a forward position last time when a number of runners grabbed hold at Flemington, and he faced the breeze and, you know, had to be in front a long way out. And I didn't think that suited him on that occasion, despite having won from the front a couple of times. We like the way he's travelled up, and he's going into this race despite being deep into his campaign in really good shape.
What about Wonder in race five, James? His last two runs, he's been favourable right at the top of betting, and it was hard to find excuses for either of those two runs.
Look, I would say that you want to watch the replay last time. He was bottled up and had nowhere to go, and Brenton just dropped his hands by the time that he realised that all the doors had shut on his opportunities there at Warwick Farm. We'll find something out about him in a pretty strong race. He wants to lift a bit, but I off the back of his really strong win second up this campaign, I think he's got something to offer, and we'll find out. In comparison to some handy winter class three-year-old sprinters.
Okay. Race 8, Bandipur was disappointing first up, but may have needed the run. I think everyone saw last start. He's got his hoof right on the till.
Yeah, and he's really going from one extreme to the other. Normally drawn to the outside, and he covered plenty of territory last time at Randwick. On this occasion, he should be able to do nothing but get the inside runs and from the barrier. He's in good shape to run the rules.
And what about Sanction the Last? I know he's got probably form over further, but he's trialled nicely, and he has sprinted well fresh previously.
He has, and I'm happy with the way that horse is coming to hand in preparation. I've got no doubt that he's got improvement in him, and he should position him to keep improving as this campaign unfolds. But of all the $15 chances that we might have brought to the races this season, I don't think he'd be the worst of them. I think he'd be up there with the ones we'd be more confident with. But with two runs last prep where he really failed the flatter, we did just try to squeeze him a little bit quickly to get him into the carnival and regretted it. So having given him another break, I think this is the sort of horse where you definitely want to you definitely take some interest in first up.
Hugh Bowman riding could be a good each way chance. Just quickly, Jane, before we let you go, if you don't mind, Elise yesterday, lovely little trial, and of course you've got the boom colt Kemantari ready to trial in that star setter trial against Winks and Chautauqua on Monday.
Yeah, look, she was solid and never really got let off the bridle. I like the fact that we just afforded us ourselves a little more time to give her a second trial before we resume first up on the 18th. I'm pretty sure it'll be in the show county. We'll just wait and see
what the weight's come out with, but she'll trial again, and she's just humming along nicely. And Kemantari looked great coming off the gallop this morning, and you'll see him trial on Monday at Rose Hill.
Terrific. And just one final one. I did notice one yesterday, James, that caught my eye. I went and looked at his form. He's got multiple Group 2 placings in England. A horse called Avelius.
Yeah, you don't miss much.
Yeah, lovely trial, yeah.
He trialled nicely. Look, he'll be in the nominations next week in the Winter Challenge.
Okay.
But I'm not against giving him a little bit more time and waiting for an open handicap a couple of weeks later. He does have form. He does have form getting up over ground for us, and he's got a beautiful style about him. And this would be a really interesting preparation. He's been given plenty of time to settle in and acclimatise. He looks like he's going about his work and enjoying his preliminary so far. And we'll see where we can get to.
He's one for the Black Book of Avelius. Hey James, look, thanks for joining us. Now it's a busy morning with fast work out there this morning, but I really appreciate your time and best of luck at Randwick today.